Yeah, I suppose, look, we've taken 7 out of 9. I said after the cup semi-final, our form probably dipped a bit. Maybe it was the fact that we'd got to the cup final and we'd been out there running in the league, and you know, maybe some of the guys had switched off. Certainly our performances weren't as good or weren't as intense as I would have hoped. But, you know, I think in the last three matches, a win away to Pats, win away to Bowes, and obviously the 2-2 game to Dundalk. So, you know, it's been a strong finish, and that's what we've needed. And the games have been very intense, and the tempo has been very high, and that's what we need.
There were two injuries in the Bowes match. Can you just give us an update on Callum Healy and Liam Miller?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, at the start of the week, they're all being assessed. Certainly, I would hope by the end of the week that they'd all be in contention. You know, they've both had strains, but, you know, I don't think it's it'll be serious enough to keep them out. But we're just monitoring day by day, really. John Cavan is the only guy that's obviously is definitely out, yeah. Yeah.
And Miller's a calf strain.
Yeah. Yeah, he has had it for quite a while. As I said, obviously he came back from Australia and he's played right through the seasons. You know, so he's been a bit like Alan Bennett in the sense that they've nearly been playing non-stop for over a year and a half. You know, so, and I suppose at their age you just haven't had a break. So he's had a bit of a strain on and off, but generally he recovers quite quick. So, as you know, I'd be expecting by the end of the week everyone will be okay.
Do you think that you're getting closer to Dundalk, John? Didn't win a game last season, 2 draws this season, and scored 2 goals after being 2 down in the league game the last night. Like, it's a winner-take-all match on Sunday, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And look, it's a great occasion, fantastic for our fans, and probably showing how far we've come in a short period of time. You know, and to be fair, like, you know, they've won, you know, obviously the two leagues. Yeah, I think the last two games we've played them have been tight, been close. Obviously our consistency in the last third of the season hasn't been as good, but at the same time, you know, while they're an excellent team, you know, we're not too bad either, and you know, we've shown in the performance that we're you know, we're close.
There's a feeling in the game as well, doubles aren't easy to get your hands on. History would show that Cork in 2005, you know, was the example nearest to home, you know.
Yeah, well, I'd prefer to be in that position. So, yeah, I don't know. I I don't really think it comes down to that. It's really, I suppose, a scenario where, you know, it's a massive occasion for us, and you know, we know we have to go and play our best, and put on a fantastic performance, and if we do that, I believe we'll win. And but obviously, if we don't play well, you've no chance. So, you know, I suppose it's a scenario. You know, teams have won doubles before, so, you know, and teams have lost doubles. So, I suppose from my point of view, it's just we have to concentrate on ourselves and make sure that we can make sure that we leave everything on the pitch on Sunday.
John, it's a big wide open pitch in the Aviva. Does that suit you or Dundalk better, do you think?
To be honest, I think it'll suit both teams. You know, it's a scenario where I think in every match we've played, you know, since we've come in, the games have been, you know, I suppose, high energy, high tempo. You know, if you look at sort of the last night, the 2-2 game, you know, look at the 1-1 game, you know, we were 2 down, came back to 2-2. You look at the previous game in Oriel, we were 1 down, came back to 1-1. Look at the game early in the season down here in front of 7,000 people. You know, they were, you know, really high energy, high tempo games. So, you know, both teams like to move it quick, you know. Both sides are very good players, so I think it'll, to be honest, I think, you know, everyone's looking forward to a cracking game, and with the surroundings and the size of the pitch and everything, it should make it that way. So I would think it would help the game, Rory.
It's going to be a case of who settles first with the surroundings and the Aviva factor, do you think?
Yeah, it's hard, very hard to. The most important thing, it is a different type of game than your normal game during the season, because there's so much hype to it. It's the big day out. It's in the Aviva. And it's you know, it's a test of players, because people react differently, you know, and you've seen, you know, occasions like this on the big day where favourites haven't done well and they've, you know, and the underdog has won. So, you know, the most important thing for me as the manager is to prepare as diligently as we can and cover as many more, all the angles, and just make sure that on the day that the players leave everything on the pitch and they perform to their ability. That's what you need to do, because there, in occasions like this, you can have situations where players play beneath themselves or below themselves, and certainly You know, from my point of view, we don't want that. You know, so it is important. And there's, and I suppose particularly down here, there's so much coverage, and that, you know, you want to keep players focused, that they don't, you know, lose the run of themselves or lose their train of thought, because you have to be 100% focused on Sunday, or you have no chance.
A lot of experience in the team. People who've been there before, Dan, Benno, Liam Kearney, and of course Ross Gaynor brings great experience, more recent with Sligo.
Yeah, and you know, even from my own point of view, and I've been in a few cup finals myself as a player, sometimes, you know, you imagine the more experience you have is good, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes you're better off with, you know, younger players, maybe like Kevin O'Connor and these guys coming through, who have never seen the occasion, Mark or Sullivan, who may just tear into the game. So, you know, it's one of those. We have certainly a lot of experience, which means that guys are used to the occasion. But I suppose on days like this, you can never get used to enough of these occasions. So you would hope that would count in some regard. But, you know, from my point of view, I've seen it, that sometimes you have players who are young coming through, never played in these games before, and they turn into man of the match performances. So, I suppose the blend in our team overall is quite decent.
Morale, obviously, very high in the camp this weekend. There'll be, an added tempo, will there, to training?
Well, I can't speak highly enough of the players, and since they come in, you look, we're trying to bring the club forward. I think, you know, it's obvious, you know, from where we've come from to now, that, you know, in my opinion, the club is in the right direction. You know, we're in cup finals, we're in European football, we're at the top, trying to compete. So, you know, it's up to me to keep driving the club forward. So, you know, in any scenario, when you're dealing with personnel, you know, and you're dealing with 24, 25 people, you know, you always come across different issues, different problems, and you have to manage them and whatever. But, you know, when you get into a cup final week, everyone is buzzing, and certainly, you know, everyone is looking forward to the big day. And it's really the day for the fans, you know, for the supporters. What is the club? The club is for us. It's owned by the supporters, for the people around the city and county, and even wider. So it's their day out, and it's up to us to make sure that at least when we get up there, that we can perform. So there's no issue with morale, and everyone is really looking forward to it. And, you know, but look, if you're not looking forward to going to the Viva, we might as well all go back home.
John, how would you describe the collective squad attitude towards Dundalk, though, given your relationship with them over the last two seasons?
I suppose it's a situation where that maybe I think if we look at the bigger picture, last year probably maybe people felt that we came, you know, from nowhere. I suppose thank God for the league and for the media and everyone that we did, because we were the only club that's been really putting up to them, to be fair, you know. So I think it's a scenario where, you know, the lads are disappointed, obviously, that our league form dropped off, because we were in a good position, you know, in mid-August, and it didn't happen. But at the same time, this is a different opportunity, different day, different type of occasion. And, you know, I think the feeling with them is that, you know, and I suppose the fact that probably I'm on their case and on their back, and that we had, you know, it wasn't good enough what happened in the last third of the season, that we dropped, you know, points that we shouldn't have dropped, in my opinion. I think they're feeling now that it's, you know, it's the occasion where we need to perform, and, you know, they're all looking forward to it. And as I keep saying, what's in the past is in the past. The most important thing is next Sunday, and to see can we bring our top performance to the Aviva, and that's what we need to do.
The Aviva factor, you know, three of the cup finals there, we had a high scoring affairs. I think three of them went extra time. There was only one cagey gamer kind of score a straw. How big a factor is that?
Well, I think if you look at the games between us, the games are tight. You know, do I expect it to be 4-3 or something like that? I wouldn't think so.
That seems to have been the trend in some of the cup finals, are very open, expansive games.
Yeah, and I think the game will be open, but I don't think it'll be, you know, 6 or 7 goals. Maybe. You never know in a cup final, but I just don't think so. I suppose if you look at it, they've had 17 clean sheets in the league. We've had 17 clean sheets in the league. Defensively, in the last 2 years, we've been very close. But at the same time, there has been goals in all our matches. So I would think that, you know, if you look at it, the average has been the four goals. The last day was probably two each. You know, was as many as there has been. But I expect there'll be a couple of goals. But being 5-4 or 4-3, I'm unsure about that.
Given the tight nature of the game between you already this season, though, and the fact that three of the cup finals went to extra time, is that a new factor into your preparation? The extra time scenario.
Well, obviously you have to look at it because it's finished on the day, you know what I mean? And there's a possibility it could be extra time, possibly it could be penalties. So you obviously have to look at all those scenarios. And because if you look at the games, you know, the last two have been draws, okay? The previous game was 2-1 down here. You know, we had a massive opportunity last minute to equalise. It could have been a draw as well. So the games are tight that way. So yeah, you look at this scenario where you prepare for obviously to win the match, but at the same time, you know, you look at, you know, what, you know, obviously you discuss and look at, you know, if it gets to extra time, penalties, you have to look at those options. Well, of course, because they are strong possibilities.
Momentum, John, going into a final obviously is very important, and yeah, you know, your strong finish will help that, your own confidence with that. Your cup run has been very good as well, 10-4, is it, one against?
Yes. Yeah, well, it is. I suppose the most important thing is, you know, with momentum, is that it's what momentum and what quality of performance we've had. And I think when you look at it, like in our last three matches, we played three of the top five. Mm. And the games have been huge for us because we've had to box off second position. You know, you have a scenario where Pats were had an opportunity to get into the third when we played them. Obviously, Dundalk came down with a full team that night, wanted to win. And obviously, Bowes had an opportunity to get into Europe on Friday night, which meant that the three games were really competitive games. And plus the fact we had been poor for 2 or 3 weeks previous. So from that point of view, you know, there were three high-intensity games. And I think, you know, it was important. And you're right, it gave us a bit of momentum. And you know, it's important, and hopefully can continue to Sunday, because you can train all you want, but you need games of that quality. And I think if you look at Friday night's game against Bohemians, like, they had a lot of free kicks, a lot of corners, with a lot of defending to do, and they're a big, strong side. So, you know, but we got a clean sheet, you know, which was good for us. So you're hoping that it'll all lead to a good performance on Sunday.
Any time a cup final comes up, John, people bring up stats and history and all that. It's a chance for Cork City to be the first Cork League of Ireland club to win it three times. So another added incentive, I suppose.
Well, it's just about, it's, look, for me, it's I know people love to write about those things. For me, it's you know, I've been seeing the history of the club since 1984. You know, I played in two cup finals, didn't win, and then we won a cup final that we weren't supposed to win. You know, when Shelburne were odds on favourite. So it's a situation, the way I view it is that, like, you know, it's really a massive occasion for our supporters to get out there. Obviously, we've won two cups in our history, you know, which is, you know, shows that it's difficult. You know, we find it difficult because, you know, obviously, you know, our budgets are never as big as other clubs. Our travelling is phenomenal, so our costs are much higher. So, but at the same time, you know, we have an opportunity. And you know, it's obviously their favourites. Everyone expects them to win the double, you know. But as I keep saying, we're not a bad side, and if we play well, I think we're going to win the match.
Are you practicing penalties this week, John?
I suppose to answer your question, Rory, you're always, you know, you're always looking at these options, and it would be naive not to practice. Even though, to be fair, it's unreal, really, because, you know, it's easy, you know. I can score penalties when at training, you know, but it's different in front of 40,000 people, you know. So, yeah, but look, you do a certain amount of it, because obviously you'd know if it went to that, who are the first, you know, who your penalty takers, depending on who's on the pitch, obviously. But, you know, you'd always have probably seven or eight fellas lined up that, you know. So yeah, you do a little bit of preparation. You know, penalties is a funny one, I feel, because, you know, it's, you know, at training you get fellas to be putting them every top corner and be brilliant, you know, but, you know, as we saw in the big old cage of sleep, it's different, you know.
John, it was important to have a strong referee on Sunday. Dave McGowan is the
official. Yeah, and you know, I really, since I've come into the league, you know, Dave has been probably the top referee, you know, and he seems to be very strong and lets the game go, and he seems to know the players. So yeah, I think it could be important, because you don't like controversial decisions. You know, you like to go out and both teams have a go, and you don't like, you know, people falling around the place and diving and getting decisions, and so you don't want it to be controversial. You want it to be a proper match, you know. So you know, so having a strong and a good referee helps, you know. So you know, so hopefully, you know, we'll be talking about the match on Sunday, which I expect we will, you know.
Excited, I think, Rory. Like, I mean, it's, you know, it's going to be a fantastic week. Like, it's where we want to be. Like, we have a chance of some silverware on Sunday, which is brilliant. So it's just about keeping the heads down this week now and working hard, getting everyone fit and being raring to go on Sunday.
Yeah, I'd imagine you are all raring to go. Is it kind of hard to contain it in training, just keeping for Sunday?
I suppose it is. It's just about keeping as relaxed as possible, you know, and getting everyone just where they're ready to perform on Sunday, and practicing a few things this week, I suppose, looking at, you know, things we can improve on and stuff, and getting all that done, and then, like I say, really looking forward to Sunday.
Dundalk, obviously, a side you know quite well. What's the key to beating them on Sunday, do you think?
That's a good question. I hope we can find it on Sunday. I think the key really is to focus on ourselves, though. You know, we know that if we perform well, we're more than a match for anyone. And if we go out on Sunday now and do that from 1-11, then I don't see any reason why we can't win the game.
Where would you say Dundalk's main strengths, set pieces and stuff like that? Or?
It's very hard to say, really, Noel. I mean, they're a good side, they're a good team, and if you don't play well, they can cause you a lot of problems from a lot of different areas. So, as I say, it's not really, you know, there's certain things we can look at for them, but a lot of it is down to ourselves and our own performance. And if we can look after that, then, you know, we'll be all right on Sunday.
But the gap is closing, between the two of you.
Well, I mean, the games that we've played against them have always been very, very tight, going all the way back. And at Turner's Cross 2 weeks ago, I mean, you know, I suppose after the first 25 minutes, we showed a lot of character to come back into the game first and foremost, and a lot of quality, and probably could have gone on to win the game in the end. You know, we had a couple of chances, but it just shows that we're more than a match for them on our day. And like I say, on Sunday, I don't see any reason why we can't lift that cup.
What's your own role, you know, saying the order before kick-off as captain? You kind of go around the dressing room and work with each one individually, or?
I suppose we'll try and keep it as normal as we can, and what we do every other week. You know, it's another game of football at the end of the day. Obviously, there's a big prize at the end of it, but it's another game of football. And we've a lot of leaders in the dressing room anyway. I mean, there's fellas that have been there and done it, and for, you know, for the younger lads that haven't been in a game like this, it's great to have them there, that experience to lean on, and I'm sure they'll play a big role on Sunday. Yeah, well, I mean, there's a couple of knocks, but like I say, it's just about getting everyone fit and ready this week, and I think we'll have pretty much a full complement to choose from at the weekend. So a few headaches and stuff for John, but that's just the way he wants it, I'm sure.
And it's just unfortunate for someone like Stephen Beattie, who's been a revelation since he came
out. That's it, sure. Look. Exactly. He's had a great couple of months since he came down. You know, he's a great lad and great to have around the squad and stuff. And I'm sure it's hard for him to watch the cup games, you know, when he's not involved, because, as you say, he's done really, really well. But he'll be there and he'll be egging us on. No question about it. Like, so it's great to have him around the place.
You have a family coming down from Donegal,
yeah. I'd say there'll be half a busload coming down from Belfast. All right, yeah. So it's going to be good to have them all there too. And it's an occasion that you dream of, like, you know. So hopefully we can go and perform on the day and lift that cup.
What does it mean to you to win the cup, given you remember last year in the league decider last year of the season, and the heartbreak of that, to actually go and win the cup this time against the same opposition?
Yeah, well, I suppose we know what it feels like to, you know, to miss out on that final hurdle or whatever. So as I say, we just need to keep the heads down now and focus and make sure that on Sunday we put in the performance that means we can lift that cup, you know.
There's a huge crowd heading up from Cork on Sunday. How big a role do the fans have to play in all this on Sunday?
They're massive. Like, I would say we're the best supported club in the country, no question about it. The fans are incredible, and since I've been down here, it's been, you know, a privilege to play at Turner's Cross, and I'm sure on Sunday, with all the fans travelling up on the train and the cars and people that are in Dublin already, it's going to be a brilliant occasion. You know, they can be our 12th man, I suppose. As cliched as it is, they definitely can be, and drive us on.